We're going to skip most of the 25th perek, and this morning I just want to focus on the very last few psukim. It was my intention to focus on these psukim anyway, but I think you'll agree that they are also very meaningful in light of our situation, the situation of the Jewish people, and the threats that the people of Israel are facing. It just so happens that these are, I think, important psukim and certainly an important malbim to be thinking about while we think about the well-being of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to pick up with the last four psukim of Perek Chaf Hey, which is up on the screen, or your own svarim at home. Perek Chaf Hey, Pasuk Chaf Hey, and we'll do these last four psukim to the end of the Perek, and then tomorrow we'll continue with Perek Chaf Vav. Shlomo HaMelech writes, Mayim Karim al Nefesh Ayefa Ushmuat Tova me eretz mercha. This is really the pasuk for today, in a really amazing coincidence for us. Like cold water to a parched throat, mayim karim al nefesh ayifa, ushmua tova me eretz mercha, is like good news that comes from a distant land. So take a look at this beautiful comment of the Malbim. Kemayim karim shemeviim al nefesh ayefa hatzama l'mayim. Like the first time you get a cold drink after traveling a long distance and being thirsty. B'makom she'in shamayim u'meviim mimakom acher. Right, there's no water in the desert, so you're walking until you find somebody that has a bottle of water to drink from. That intense satisfaction. And then this is the Malbim's consistent interpretation of Psukim in Mishle, is their extreme scenarios are meant to be a point of emphasis. So it's not only that you are thirsty, and it's not only that you're in a place where there is no water, but the water you receive is also traveling a great distance to get to you. That's what he thinks it's referring to. Mayim karim al nefesh ayifa, an exhausted person searching for water, is brought a cold drink from somewhere else. Excuse me, Kane Domet, Mishin Avsho Ayifa Lishmoa, Mashayasu Mishpachto Pene Beso, Ashrahim Be'eretz Mercha, Ve'ein Lo Yedia Mehem. The same is the experience of someone who is worried about people in their life, family members, friends, neighbors who are far away. And we can't help them because we're not in the right place. And on top of that, we're also eager to have a solution that comes from somewhere else. Yavolo misham shmia tova mishlomam sheyashiv nafsho ha'ayifa al kirvo vayechi. And so good news comes from far away about their well-being, and it offers the soul comfort, and it brings the person back to life. It rejuvenates them. So it is in itself, of course, a very beautiful interpretation of our pasuk. Mayim karim al nefesh ayefa, in the same way that a cold drink that comes to a person who is thirsty from afar, the same satisfaction is shmua tova me eretz merchak, person who is thirsting for knowledge, for information, for news or updates about people that they care about that are far away. When that news comes, it is a source of great comfort, a source of great comfort for the family. So I couldn't think of a better pasuk for us to be thinking about today, waiting eagerly for good news from the land of Israel. We, of course, live in a little bit of a different circumstance, which is that we are overwhelmed with information about it. But we've learned over the course of the last decade or so in embracing the pluses and minuses of technology and social media, that digesting information from Israel is not the same as really knowing exactly what's happening on the ground. And we hope that the people of Israel and the leadership of the state of Israel are all well and facing the challenges they face today. Next pasuk. Mayan nirpas umakor machchas tzadik mat lifnei rasha. A hard pasuk to translate because the terminology is not so familiar to us. The grammar is also interesting here, like a muddied spring, mayan nirpas, umakor mashchas, and a ruined fountain. A fountain, makor, is a makor of mayim that was destroyed. Just like a muddied spring and a ruined fountain, Sadik mat lifnei rasha. It's a righteous man fallen before a rasha. That's when the tzaddik falls or is disgraced in the presence of the rasha. It's like a spring that's muddied and a ruined fountain. So we see the continuation here, the symbolism of water from pasuk chaf hey to pasuk chaf vav. But what exactly is going on? Hamikor. Well, actually, you know what? Let's take a look at the next pasuk, and then we'll look at the malbim. Achol devash harbos lo tov. Eating too much honey is not a good thing. Vecheker kvodam kavod. Nor is it honorable to search for honor. Cheker kvodam kavod is also lo tov. So the malbim has the following connection between these two pasukim. Commenting on pasuk chavav, hamekor hu b'mam keha adama. When we talk about a spring of water that comes from hamekor, it means deep within the ground. Shemisham yavou yaviu hamayim el hamayan. That's where the water emerges into the spring. V'hatzadik kishayimo hagam sheyiskalkel hamayan. Ratzalomar shepo v'ishru parna. Even if the tzaddik is suffering, you know, on the surface, right? Meaning he's his reputation or his wealth or his career. Lo nashchis hamekor shu b'tchono b'Hashem. But what is the source of all the goodness in the tzaddik's life? It's really what goes on beneath the surface. His faith in God is still there. Shemisham ba'ashef al hamayan. All of the goodness in life comes from the source. It comes from beneath the surface. Aval imat lifnei rasha. But if he, you know, falls, collapses, fails before the rasha, as mavache nir pashamayan, it's not just that the well is the spring, isn't producing any water on the surface. Nishkas gam hamikor shehu abitachon ba'ashem. It's not only superficially that things aren't going the way that they're supposed to, but it starts to undermine the person's faith in God beneath the surface. Ki az yatilus vekos behashkacha, because then they start to question divine providence and Hashem's involvement in the world. If God really cared about the righteous, why is he doing this to us? Lama tacharish kibala rasha tzadik mimenu v'chadoma. So why is the rasha given the space to conquer the tzadik? And we worry about that. So there's two different challenges. One is actually being able to draw water on the surface, but the second is a bigger concern, which is what's going on beneath the surface. So it's true that the tzaddik has problems, and that's disappointing. But the real issue is not the problems themselves, but the questions that the problems the tzaddik faces, and the way that those undermine our bitachon in Hashem. That is far worse. And then the Malbim continues, and he thinks this next mashal. Sorry about that. The next mashal is a continuation of the same idea. It's not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to search for kavod. The Malbim says, in the same way that you can't eat too much dessert, you can't have too much sugar in the old-fashioned parlance, you can't have too much honey. Searching for kavod all the time isn't going to result in the answer you're looking for. So in the same way that a person says they want their life to be sweet, so they're only going to eat sweet things, and the result is going to be tooth decay and an upset stomach. It just doesn't work. You can't just eat honey all the time. So you can't spend your whole time trying to figure out the riddle of kavod. That's how the Malbim understands it. Kizema sheyikra shehat tzadik mat lifnei rasha humisodos hashgacha. Shekvod Elohim haster davar. Hashem's kavod, as we saw earlier in the parak, is that we often don't know exactly what Hashem is thinking and why God makes the decisions that he makes. Kemo she'in laharbos ba'achilas dvash shemazik, ki agam she'tira kavod ha'tzadikim mechulo b'yad harasha. Even if a person says, I don't appreciate the fact that the tzaddik is losing his kavod at the expense of the rasha, Kavod hazeh sheba'olam hazeh eino ha'kavod ha'amiti. Just because you wish the world was different and the tzaddik was recognized and the rasha was criticized, it's only superficial. It's only olam hazeh. See the play between the two psukim, the water and the source that's beneath the surface. Be'ikra kavod hu ba'olam hanitzchi. Real kavod is not in this world, but in the next world. Sheshem ha'kavod ha'amiti k'mo shekasta ba'tzascha tancheni. Like the Psukim tell us. Ubashir akavod haruchani hanitzchi humin sisreha Elohim. And because spiritual kavod, eternal kavod, is from the mysteries of God's divine plan. Ki asechel lo yasig beodo kalo bechomer kavod nefesh ruchanis muvshata mina chomer. It's impossible. This is actually very profound language of the Malbim here. It's impossible for a physical person who is wrapped in the mundane body, the physical self, to understand the kavod that the nefesh deserves, which is totally separated from the chomer. Ein laharbos lachkor bazeh ratzadik be'emunaso yichyeh, belo yistapek be'emunaso. Better for the tzaddik to accept that there are dimensions of this mystery of our kavod that we simply can't appreciate right here and right now. Because we are living in this physical world, it is impossible for us to see what real kavod is, the way that the soul is evaluated, the way that the spirit of the person will be recognized eternally, for good or for bad, that we just can't appreciate from our perspective in this moment, from our position on earth as physical people. We can't see the world properly through a spiritual lens. We don't have that capability. And because we don't have that capability, we shouldn't be searching for it. If a person spends their entire life looking for sweetness, the sweet things will hurt them. If a person spends their entire life trying to figure out why some people are successful in getting physical kavod, worldly kavod, and some are not, it's only going to have negative effects. So the way the Malbim sees Pasuk Chavav and Chav Zayin is that they go together in this way. Mayan nir pasu makor mashchit tzadik mat lifnei rasha. The worst thing that can happen is that when the tzadikim are faltering in the presence of the rishonim, when the wicked are successful and the righteous are having difficult lives, that it starts to undermine the faith of people. That's the mayan nir pasu makor mashchas. That's the, not only is there no water at the surface, but it's undermining the bitachon that's supposed to lie beneath. It's like someone who desperately wants the answers to these questions, but is never getting the result that they're looking for. And so Shlomo HaMelech says, maybe you shouldn't be asking these questions at all. Achol devash harbos lo tov, v'cheker kvodam kavod. Searching for this kind of kavod that you'll never find is like overeating on sweetness to try and make life sweeter, when in fact all it does is bring bitterness to those who consume it. And finally, the last pasuk of the parak, which we won't get into great length, but just to conclude, ir prutza ein choma, ish asher ein matzar lerucho. A city that is wide open, that has no wall to it, is like a person that has no matzar lerucho, whose temper is uncurbed, who has no ability to control their temptations. The Malbim explains that the city is walled to protect itself from the outside. And once the city is parutz, once it is its walls are open, so it's vulnerable to many things. And a person who has no control over their own temptations, ish asher ein matzar lebucho, is like an ir prutza ein choma, a person who has no self-control, so every temptation that comes their way instinctively penetrates and causes them damage. And the idea is to protect oneself. So perhaps if all of these psukim go together in this way, one of the acts of self-control that we need is to not have all the answers to all of the questions. The search for a clean explanation for why bad things are happening to good people is something that we're never going to find. And the self-control requires us to, that temptation needs to be overcome, to not think we have the answers to everything, especially on a day like today, when there are many questions and many sources of frustration about our safety and the safety of the Jewish people around the world. The most important thing is to continue to make sure that Mayan and that Makor are still well secured, that our faith and our belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us and protect the Jewish people is as secure as ever.